spoken version of this Share Maestro market report. Full article. Johnson & Johnson's mere high close leaves confirmation short on 33.7 million shares. J&J finished the week at $270.2, only 2.3% below its 52-week high, but participation remained below its recent average as momentum cooled at the margin. Research brief. Johnson & Johnson added 3.8% in the week to 21st August, keeping its 73-week active trend backdrop intact, and leaving the stock in the top 6% of its 52-week range. The read is constructive but not one-sided. Price strength, positive market dynamics, and relative strength are offset by 0.9x volume, a 56.6% premium to ShareMaestro fair value, and signs that pressure and relative performance have eased over 4 weeks. Key points. 1. J&J closed at $270.2, up 3.8% for the week and 19.9% over 12 weeks, with the latest close 2.3% below the $276.5 52-week high. 2. The weekly trend backdrop remains active, with price 11.8% above the $241.6 trend line and active trend coverage across all 52 weeks. 3. Volume was 33.7 million shares, equal to 0.9x the 13-week average of 38.3 million, and 0.8x the 52-week average of 40.0 million, leaving participation only moderate. 4. Healthcare was broadly positive, with the sector averaging 4.0% for the week. J&J was slightly behind that, but ahead of its drug manufacturer's general industry average of 3.1%. 5. The valuation gap is substantial, with the stock 56.6% above ShareMaestro fair value of $172.6, raising the importance of continued trend and volume confirmation. Price action holds near the high. Johnson & Johnson ended the latest completed week at $270.2, a 3.8% gain that pushed the stock to 94.1% of its 52-week range. The close sits just 2.3% below the $276.5 high and well above the $170.4 low, preserving a constructive weekly profile after a 19.9% 12-week advance and a 54.5% one-year return. The trend signal remains active, supported by a 73-week active streak and price standing 11.8% above the $241.6 weekly trend line. That cushion is meaningful, but it also makes the next pullback test more important. A stock this close to its high can either consolidate healthily above trend or show exhaustion if buyers stop responding near the upper end of the range. Healthcare breadth supports the move, though peers are mixed. The wider U.S. healthcare group was firm, averaging a 4.0% weekly return, with 61.0% of stocks showing active weekly trend signals, 75.0% positive market dynamics, and 56.0% positive relative strength. J&J's 3.8% week was a slight lag versus the sector, but its 19.9% 12-week gain was ahead of the sector's 13.9% average. Within U.S. drug manufacturers general, the stock compared better on the week and over the quarter. The industry averaged 3.1% for the week, 2.4% over 4 weeks, and 5.9% over 12 weeks, while J&J posted 3.8%, 2.6%, and 19.9% across the same periods. Large-cap peers such as Merck, Amgen, Gilead, and Bristol-Myers also showed positive weekly momentum, so J&J is participating in a broader pharma recovery rather than moving alone. Momentum is positive, but urgency has eased. ShareMaestro's setup signature is a balanced read, with a composite score of 65. Market dynamics remain positive at 0.57, and relative strength is positive at 11.14. But both have softened over the recent 4-week window, with activity pressure down 10.5% and relative performance down 21.8%. That mix argues for strength, with a moderation warning, not a clean acceleration signal. The signal board reflects that balance. The trend backdrop is active, and price remains comfortably above trend, but activity pressure shows no fresh buy signal, and volume is neutral. The 1-week and 12-week returns are positive, yet the 4-week gain of 2.6% shows that the advance has become less forceful after the stronger quarter move. Volume and valuation are the main tests from here. The latest rally came on 33.7 million shares, below the 13-week average of 38.3 million and the 52-week average of 40 million. That does not invalidate the price action, but it leaves confirmation incomplete, especially when the stock is already close to a 52-week high. The strongest recent participation remains the 54.9 million share week of June 26, when J&J gained 11.5%. Risk is no longer negligible for a defensive healthcare bellwether. 13-week volatility is 4.2%, above the 52-week baseline of 3.1%, and the stock trades 56.6% above Share Maestro fair value of $172.6. The next watch points are whether J&J can challenge $276.5 on heavier participation, whether activity pressure stabilizes, and whether the $241.6 trend line continues to define the weekly regime if the stock pulls back. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaster does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.